Foundations of Amateur Radio. Right off the bat, let me start with a question. What do you think you're doing? To give you some context, it should come as no surprise that I'm talking about amateur radio, and what it is that we do, you and I, when we do amateur radio. Of course, the answer is different for every person you ask, and it's likely to change over time. So let's explore, and fair warning, if you know me at all, you'll realise that I'll be asking more questions. So here goes. Is this an activity that you do for yourself or for others? Is it a hobby or a vocation or something else? Do you use this as part of your life outside this community, and if you do, how? At this point, I hope you're getting a sense of déjà vu all over again, in that I'm asking you to explore your own place in the community. I'm asking because it occurs to me that we spend an awful lot of time looking in the other direction. How do we compare skills and knowledge against other amateurs? How does our shack compare with another? How does our antenna stack up? Which modes have you used? What things have you activated? How much power do you use? All things that might form part of the activity of amateur radio, but fail to look at you as a person and your role in this. For example, have you considered if you're interested in helping new amateurs, or would you rather just do your own thing? What about how you gain skills? Would you rather read a book, watch a YouTube video, attend a class, or play with others? If you're considering upgrading your license to gain more responsibilities, are you doing that for yourself, or are you doing it because of peer pressure? If you've been part of the hobby for a little while, you'll have discovered that radio amateurs are everywhere, often in unexpected places. With that comes the realization that this implies that we have members who represent all of humanity in its many splendid complexity. Where in that spectrum are you, and what is your role in participating in that wider community, and is your role what you want it to be? One of the themes I've discovered over the years is insecurity. A recurring perception is that amateurs who've attained the highest license level are somehow more amateur than those who are on another journey. Where do you fit in that? How do you perceive amateurs with differing license classes? Do you apply the same metric to moped, car, and truck licenses? How do you compare yourself against those who are not amateurs? And how did you step into your license? I'm going to stop with the questions now and leave you with a thought. The hobby of amateur radio is a playground where you have the freedom to explore radio and all that it offers. But nobody said that you need to limit yourself to radio. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.